And a high fly ball, center field. He hit it a ton. It's gone. And the 2010 Central Division Championship belongs to the Cincinnati Reds.
Football. Short drop. Lobs one down the sideline for Binns. He's got it! Touchdown! 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 Armand Binns!
See, this is the kind of thing, quite honestly, right now, that makes you want to see the Chicago Cubs team lose.
And it is Bob.
Oh, yeah!
And caught!
Yeah!
AJ Green makes the catch. Woo! On the ricochet. Hail Mary! As a prayer is answered in the end zone by Adriel Jeremiah Green.
Oh, hey guys. I didn't realize that people were here.
Hey.
Welcome back after a long week of Reds baseball where they went 3-3 over their 10-game stretch.
Yep. Jeff was only off by one win and three losses on his prediction. So
they did. They went 2-1 against the Cubs and 1-2 against the Dodgers. And the Dodgers, man, they are just unbelievable. Yeah. Like if they're not representing the National League out of the World Series, then I mean,
somebody else probably will.
It will be somebody else. I'm guessing. I don't know how that really works.
Although but, I know at least one point Jeff wanted two AL teams in the World Series, so maybe that'll happen this year.
That might have been on. Was that a Natty Boys original, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you call the Astros and Indians? Right. I think
that sounds right.
Yeah. You almost said Braves, which was
yeah. yeah.
I can't remember.
I forget the exact stat, but the Dodgers had basically held teams scoreless for the better part of a week almost. Like there were a couple of games where teams had scored on them, but it's like a week long of nobody had scored on them.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Even not to mention that when the Cubs came to town, they had won 7 or 8 series in a row. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of nice to take 2 or 3 from the Cubbies in town. And now, I guess this upcoming weekend we'll be at Wrigley for a 3-game series starting Friday.
Yeah, they've got quite the stretch coming up here. I think we were talking earlier today on our group chat. It's 11 of their next 14 are against NL Central teams, so they got a chance to really make up some ground or mm-hmm. really put themselves out of any sort of chance of, you know, making a run at the top half of the division leaderboard. But I mean, I don't know. Like they've shown that they can play with the Cubs. The Brewers came to town, and I feel like Yelich just ran a train on everybody. But he does
dude,
that.
He's so insane.
And then you got the Pirates, who aren't very good. They played well against the Reds earlier in the year, but I don't think the Pirates are better than the Reds if you go down the roster.
Yeah.
Then they got the Nationals for 3 games. The Nationals are garbage, so they've got a chance to. I mean, I'm not going to put anyone's feet to the fire here and ask for, you know, a math problem to figure out what the record could be over a 14-game stretch. But, I mean, they've got a good chance to win, you know, between 8 to 10 games here. Yeah, like, and that's that would be a hell of a stretch here, especially with being so many division games. I mean, we might be looking, have a completely different outlook of the season after that first week of June, or in the first week of June.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you guys a question. Do you think that they are phasing out Barnhart at the catcher position because of his poor performance, or are they just like letting him reset before they try putting him back in the lineup more?
I think
it feels like they're phasing him out a little bit, but it feels like he also plays around with his lineup quite a bit, but I know he likes that. I guess he's been rolling out with Senzel and all them. So
Senzel catcher. So
I'm just saying. I'm saying his lineup with
Casale's been hitting at home, which I think is why at this past homestand, you know, we kind of gave Casale the nod. Was it 4 out of 6 times?
Something
you know that you know Tucker didn't get a ton of playing time on this most recent homestand. So Ben, you were getting ready to say something before rudely cut you off.
You're fine.
It was Jeff that did.
I think I know the one thing that David Bell said from day one that his guys were going to get rest, and they were going to try to keep everyone fresh. They weren't going to really put everyone through the gauntlet. But it is a little out of character for your starting catcher to not play that many games in a row.
Yeah.
A lot of it might have had to do with matchups. Granted, Tucker's a switch hitter, but you got the right-handed bat. Someone like Casale can get the start, and you can use Tucker in high-leverage situations as a pinch hitter. But they also – Casale always catches Rourke, is it?
Rourke.
And then Rourke, yeah. I forget. There's one or two pitchers that Casale's been catching pretty much every time, and I don't remember who it was, but it might have also kind of lined up there where, you know, yeah, it was bookended. Like, I think it might be Rourke, because that would make sense through those six games that you would get Rourke twice. So twice, I said his name four different ways in that two sentences. Jesus Christ! But Tanner Rourke, Rourke. Why am I ever going to get this one right?
Nobody knows how it's really pronounced.
Big T. I don't remember. Did he get two starts? I can't remember now looking at this. But if that was the case, then you got two of those right there. They're pretty much given that Casale is going to be the catcher for. But I don't know. I don't know that they're going to phase him out. I think, if anything, it's trying to get him reset and try to get his mind right. But I mean, it's funny because he was the only one that was hit. Yeah, and he's the only guy that hit early, like the first couple weeks when everyone else was floundering. He was one of the few bright spots. He was actually hitting the ball well. So I don't know. I mean, if anything, Yachty has proven that you just need to be good defensive catcher to.
We got to be able to manage pitchers too.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the one thing that it's one of those intangibles. It doesn't show up on the stat sheet, but that's why Yachty is so much better than any other player out there.
Would you trade right now, like as of today? Well, they're listening on May 21st. Happy birthday, T-Bone. Would you trade Tucker Barnhart straight up for Mike Trout?
Okay. No way it is.
Three-team trade. We're also going to get Cody Bellinger.
Just can't take that MVP, you know, that game manager out of the locker room. I wouldn't do it.
Well, good for you, Tucker.
You're going to be a decent at best player. No, yeah. No way.
I mean, Bellinger and Trout don't bring to the clubhouse what Barnhart does. So, I mean,
plus Barnhart plays the game the right way. So,
hey, Barnhart gets a neck tat and your first ballot Hall of Fame. Right there. Doesn't matter how many umps you spit on or how many pine tar balls get stuck to your chest.
Also, I think we have too many good outfielders right now as it is.
Well, at least they're trying to kill each other off one at a time. Yeah. Whether it's running into each other or going 100 miles an hour into a wall. So,
yeah, that looked rough.
How do you guys feel about the other criticism of Bell is pulling pitchers too early?
I don't know. I mean,
like Tanner coming out five innings yesterday, like, does that bother you guys?
He's got to save him for the World Series, so
true. Got to be fresh in October.
Because I mean, I kind of agree with part of the logic is that he was trying to get a bat in there that, you know, could hit because they weren't hitting. But I feel like he's done that a couple times, like with some of the bullpen pieces too, is he's pulled pitchers like when they seem to be getting into a groove. And he was arguing with Tanner Roark about it yesterday in the dugout. So I don't know how you guys feel about that, like with him pulling pitchers early.
I mean, that's something that's easy to second guess, because you let a guy go too long a few times and he starts getting rocked, and the conversation is, you know, why is he leaving guys out there? Why isn't he getting fresh arms in there? So
it happened a couple, like last week or 2 weeks ago. Yeah. I forget who it was. He left in half an inning too long and they got shelled. So,
So, I mean, that's one of those. There's really no winning in that position as a manager, but you just kind of hope that you get lucky more times often than not. And, you know, I have noticed that more recently with him than I have with, I think, other managers. It just seems to be maybe just luck of the draw, but I don't know. I think he'll work it out. And I think
my
in general,
just text me the meatloaf's ready.
Ma,
sorry, so what's up? What was I saying? I don't know. I was just rambling, so thank you for breaking that up before I went further.
You're welcome. I was going to say that I'm really unhappy with the way he's been using Raisel Iglesias.
Yes.
Just really upset.
I don't know. Sunday we got to see the 1912 uniforms, which people keep loving. I'm like, they were okay, I guess. They looked kind of cool, but I couldn't get into the plain front like that they had with cool. No, the hats are cool, but the thing, and I like I said,
plain front was weird.
I hate how the C's don't match. Like the C's on the
across the chest too.
Yep.
So can we talk about how Amir Garrett was wearing the 1902 hat?
Did he actually get in the game with that, or did
I didn't see if he got in the game with that? I saw that he was wearing it.
I saw that he was wearing that when he was walking out on the field. I'm wondering that. I mean, I'm pretty sure the equipment managers hang those in their locker, so I think someone else screwed that up. But it is funny. You
think
they
can get fined like that, like Ocho Cinco used to for his, you know, white socks?
I don't know
if they're wearing the wrong hat.
They used to get fined for. When they would have like a special salute to service type hat, but it was only just like an extra patch on the side of their hat instead of the actual, like some of the like really superstitious pitchers would just wear their normal hat and say, screw it, I'm not wearing this other hat. But that's happened before with jerseys, and I'm trying to think what team it is where somebody was wearing the wrong, they had like two versions of their either away or like colored jersey.
Yeah.
And one had the city name on it, and the other one had like the team logo or something. And one of the pitchers had the wrong jersey on it. I can't remember who it was.
Huh.
But yeah, I don't know. Another thing that came out of Sunday was Yasiel Puig found the only object probably in the entire city that could, you know, match him pound for pound in a head-on collision.
Yeah, I was going to ask our resident physician a question, Jeff. So you saw Puig's injury, you know, it kind of looked like maybe his ribs got hurt, maybe his arm, maybe his shoulder. They're not really sure what's going on. But my question is actually about a basketball player. So Dame Lillard also has a rib injury, and he was classified as a separated rib. What the fuck is that?
Like the cartilage between the ribs.
Like I figured, like you know, maybe
is that like what Manners and Manson
crack
did,
ribs so... or you break them. Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Gotcha. It sounds painful.
Separated ribs.
Wait, like the Marilyn Manson thing,
like
or
Montgomery
the...
Inn, and you separate the ribs.
Yeah, I've separated plenty of ribs. Is that why you asked me?
Yeah.
And because you're a doctor,
it sounds it sounds painful.
Let's not talk too much more about ribs, because.
Oh, we owe someone on this podcast ribs.
Yeah, so that was tough. Remembers. We'd run into that wall.
Yeah.
The North. You're probably the furthest south out of all of us. Well, I guess, never mind. One of us isn't even in Ohio.
I'm in hell.
I'm the only real Midwesterner here. I'm like right in the heartbeat of America right now on our podcast. Although we'd have to map it out, see where Jeff and I are in comparison. He's the left chamber. I'm the right chamber of the I'm trying to think. No, I'm farther west than Jeff, so
yeah.
Ooh, Cali boy.
And that was geography with Riverfront Radio.
We're a diverse group all located within 25 miles of each other.
Yeah. Very diverse.
We literally, if you asked a sketch artist, I think the only thing that would be able to tell us different right now is Dan just has the goatee of his face.
I don't have the full beard.
Now, if they said draw a fucked up Amish person, then Jeff would probably get nabbed right away.
But the red beard and
the
black
red beard
hair
would throw him off.
Red beard, black hair.
So many people ask me if I dye that. Like, why the fuck would I dye my hair two different colors? Or
people do
only dye half of it.
Don't you remember Gunther?
It's called fashion.
Some friends, they
it's natural. That's just how it grows in a white trashy.
Look like Creed when he.
I don't know what you're saying, man. But yeah, that's what's happening.
Wonder grows in all white trashy.
But yeah.
Oh, that's fucked up.
So Jeff's address is.
It's time for our next read, Just for Men, sponsor of the pod.
Get Roman.
Yeah.
Keeps.
Numbing wipes.
Jesus.
No free ads. I don't know. Do you like those, Jeff?
Yeah, they're free nice.
Nice. Extends for men wipes. It's like, never mind.
So how are we? How are we feeling about the Reds' upcoming road trip?
4-2.
Heading to Milwaukee for 2, and then is it 4 this weekend in Chicago?
It's 5 total games.
Yeah, 4-2.
4-2. I think they get swept by the Brewers and win 2 of 3 against the Cubs.
That'd be nice.
And that's my 2 cents. Promo code Riverfront.
Numbing wipes.
Never mind. I'm not going to say it because there are people listening to this that might not need that. But...
All right. Let's move on to some Bengals talk.
Yeah.
This is really dragging. I blame Jeff.
Well, speaking of dragons, you guys watch Game of Thrones?
I haven't seen episode spoiler 1 yet. Alert. Please don't spoil it.
There's dragons.
Fuck.
What?
Is it Toothless from How to Train Your Dragon?
I haven't seen that yet, so don't spoil that, please.
Oh, okay. There's Your dragons. Kid is going to love it.
I don't watch shows like that because I know they're probably going to die, and I just can't handle that. Like, I refuse to watch Life of Pets. I refuse to watch Air Bud. Refuse to watch.
I don't think Air Bud died.
Yeah, he dunked.
I mean, like in real life, the dog died.
Yeah. Well, no, he's still alive. Then he dunks. He dunks and he dies. And then he haunts his brother when he plays for the next game.
NCAA. I love that movie. That's the worst movie ever.
And I forgot their little catchphrase now, but
yeah. And that was talking air up there.
Six man.
I know. I was just thinking of another random basketball movie.
Loving basketball.
I almost said
white men can't jump.
That's what happens. Watch why I never dunk anymore. Ever. Because I don't want to die and then have my brother have to haunt my Washington Huskies team or whatever the hell happened. I remember watching that movie with Wit once and then I watched it again because I think we had it on VHS on a road trip or something.
Dude, I love that movie. Me and my brother used to watch that movie all the time.
Just pretend like you were the brothers. Say, you
to argue over which one's the ghost.
Yeah, I always called Marlon. The Wayans brothers, there's more of them? All right, Jeff, you got some big O-line news for the Bengals.
Yeah, they're mixing things up a little bit in the spring.
How so?
Cordy Glenn played at left guard. Jonah Williams, newly added draft piece, is a left tackle.
God, that was electric.
He's more than a draft piece.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. They're not really committing anything yet, obviously, because it's May, but.
I kind of was hoping that ultimately they would put in Williams at left tackle and move Glenn, but I was hoping they'd move Glenn to right tackle and basically kick out Bobby Hart. But maybe that'll still happen if Bobby Hart has a bad I was just gonna say a poor performance in the preseason. But hey,
Bowling's got to go somewhere though.
Whatever it takes. Yeah, he can
probably go kick
rocks for all I care.
So they did a little interview with Cordy Glenn about his upcoming role change, and he said that I guess he sat down with Zach Taylor about it, and they had like a heart to heart about how his role would have to change with this new draft pick coming in, and I think he's okay with it, and like you said, not really sure whether he's going to go left guard or right tackle right now, but today at OTAs he was at least getting reps in as left guard, so we'll see what happens there.
As somebody who once had a heart-to-heart with his head football coach that ended up getting moved to left guard as a result of it, he's probably not okay deep down inside.
I mean, it's It's encouraging to hear him. It's encouraging to hear him at least saying the right things at this point. Zach Taylor commented after today's OTA session that he was open to, you know, mixing things up. So as long as they keep on saying the right things and actually doing them, it'll be interesting to see. Yeah, he's in an open relationship. He disclosed that to OTAs. But they're at least saying the right things, which is nice, but we'll see kind of thing.
If I had to see the kind of tail Sean McVay was pulling out in L.A., I think I'd...
Oh, my God.
I mean, you're a young, good-looking head coach. I mean, Jesus.
Then you see your options in Cincinnati, and you're like, oh, shit, I shouldn't have taken this job.
I know. It's like...
We just went to the Super Bowl last year, and now I got this?
Yeah. Why is everybody 30 pounds overweight?
Yeah.
When does the sun come out in the city?
Yeah. Why? Never mind. I won't say it because there's an ongoing thing right now, but just know I had something funny to say.
Is it about American Ninja Warrior being filmed downtown?
Oh, yeah.
No, but I guess my audition tape got lost in the mail.
They're having some sort of open tryout thing on the 22nd.
So what? I didn't hear you.
Tomorrow is your
what? You cut out. I didn't hear you. You guys want to... That would be, I mean, I'd make fun of Bobby Hart for having a heart attack. I don't know what would happen first if I, like, I'd probably break my legs and have a heart attack on the way down.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know. I don't know how I could handle that, but that would be fun to try. I can't even get up.
I would shatter my everything. I would just die.
I got to spend like an hour at Discovery Zone first.
This is so cool,
sir. Could you get out of the ball pit?
Can we do mill iron ninja?
I'm training warrior? Here.
You've pissed in the ball pit 3 times today, sir.
Lady, I'm training here.
I physically can't get out.
My back is dead.
Honestly think I thought about trying to get out.
We'll do mill iron ninja warrior. We can build it in my backyard. We'll get a.
We'd get tired building it.
I got a trampoliner. That's what you got one too. You can have a little trampoline park. Yeah.
All kinds of tramps.
They're made
here
for toddlers, but I'm sure they could hold 250.
I was given strict orders that I think it's a 60-pound weight limit. I remember that conversation when we bought it.
Oh, your wife's mean.
Yeah.
But Matt,
before we had podcast money, we couldn't just go buy trampolines every time my fat ass broke one.
It's true.
But I'm up for building that. I mean, like I said, I'd probably die. I'd die building it. You guys could name it the Mac Memorial something something challenge. But
I think the Mid-American Conference would sue us for that.
They got better things to worry about right now. I don't know.
Not such as. Always Sunny.
Yeah, I don't know. They're still responsible for that fuck Big Ben. Like,
that's true.
I mean, every bathroom he goes in, that's on their hands. So, blood on their hands. So, I don't know. I'm not going to get into rape allegations now, but.
This podcast took a left turn somewhere.
Yeah.
Taste of Cincinnati's this weekend. I'm going to that.
Dude. You gonna blog about it?
No.
Remember you did that a couple years
ago?
What's
a blog? Yeah, I do. My wife was pregnant at the time. She tried all the food and just told me how good it was.
Because she was pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
Are you not going now because, well, you are going?
I am.
You afraid
gone.
She's going to get knocked up again?
No.
Isn't that how that works?
Is it?
If it happens in one place, you're more likely to have it happen again there.
I mean, they do have porta potties there.
That's how that works. It's like feeding raccoons and shit.
Yeah, that makes sense.
If the child is conceived in Ohio.
Ooh.
Wait, Dan's trying to have an anchor baby.
wait, what?
Maybe she'll let me stay in Ohio if I knock her up there.
What if you do it on the bridge in between?
Mm.
That'd be, it's like international waters.
You just toss it over and see which way it floats.
Jesus.
Well, you'd have...
can't breathe. Oh, shit.
We don't talk politics on the sport podcast, yeah. So we're going to move on from that.
Check about Big Ben was edgy. Jesus.
I just want to know what you decided not to say, that you just were like, rape.
No, no. Well, that is true. It is true. Big Ben did that. There's no. Yeah. So I'm not really breaking news here. I'm just saying answers allegedly have to be good. Yeah. But yeah, so Taste of Cincinnati, I haven't been in years and I'm out of town this weekend, so I won't get to go again. But I've always wanted to go. Like, man. Hey, man. Anytime.
Out of town.
Anytime.
You wanted to go. I have to get my wife pregnant.
In a porta potty, yes. It
doesn't have to be you.
Not looking forward to that.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know. I normally try a few different things down there. I don't know what I'll try this year. I think La Rosa's and Skyline both have tents.
Yeah.
Not anal.
That's your goal. That's not going to work.
Yeah, La Rosa's and Skyline I like to hit up because, you know, I don't get them very often.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Graders.
That's the thing, too. It's like the time I did go to Taste of Cincinnati, I think I got probably like some sort of like pulled pork sandwich, like a Montgomery Inn type of thing, and a slice of La Rosa. So I'm like, I never get this. Yeah, I never get like the local cuisine because one, it's way overpriced. It's like ridiculous how expensive some of that stuff is for what you're getting. And, you know, and two, like I was like, I know what I like. Like, I don't know if I'm going to like this. So why am I going to get it? But it kind of takes away the whole point of a food festival, but just how I roll, I guess. But I don't know. Is there anything else going on in Cincinnati other than our miserable football teams practicing? The Reds are about to go on a season-defining stretch.
I know I said I would bring it up. Our Cincinnati's native son, Jacob Evans, got in the Warriors game tonight. So we'll see if he I don't think he played any substantial minutes, but he at least got in the game, which I think is his first postseason action this year. I think they're trying to save Klay Thompson's legs, let him run around, chase Dame for a little bit.
Yeah, hopefully that's cool to see him. Yeah. And I was excited when he got drafted there because I thought, hey, he might have a chance to get some solid minutes, like maybe one of the first couple guys off the bench. But
he's buried on the bench right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I haven't paid much attention. And you said, didn't he get sent down to the D League or G League at one point?
Gary Clark did. I don't think, Gary Clark definitely did. I don't think that Jacob did.
Jacob not. I couldn't remember.
No, I think he was up the whole season. But I mean, he probably played in like 30 of the 80 games this season.
Yeah.
So yeah. He played sparingly, but he's a rookie, so, and he'll probably get a sweet ring. So
yeah, and he'll
good for him. I'm happy for him.
He'll have some pieces leaving here in the next year or two too. So he, not that they're in the Durant, they're not playing the same position or anything, but
yeah,
it might change the dynamic of the team a little bit where he starts to get some more when they start playing to their strengths because he's a good player and I really hope he does well. But I mean, I thought Gary Clark was one of the better players, if not one of the best players that came through on the Mick Cronin era in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't think he had the highest upside and would get the most meaningful minutes in the NBA out of this class.
I know. He went undrafted. It was a little surprising that he played as much as he did with the Rockets this year. Yeah. It was good to see, though. It was fun. Because the Rockets were on TV all the time.
Yeah, they were. They were always that late game.
Play a lot.
Yep. They were always that late game that you would get to see on ESPN after the...
Like, it was always them versus the Clippers. They play the Clippers a lot on primetime.
I mean,
I don't remember.
They play four times a year. I don't know. Yeah. They were all on primetime.
I just felt like every time I turned on, it was always them versus Clippers. But...
I don't know.
Fun week in Cincinnati upcoming. Not a ton else I got to talk about. We hit Reds, Bengals, Taste of Cincinnati, American Ninja Warrior.
Hot button portions. Political issues. Yeah.
Yeah.
We just know that
porta potty stuff.
If just understand that if there's just a quick jump in conversation, there was some really funny stuff said. We'll just say that. And I wish you were here for it.
I don't plan on editing anything, so. Thanks for listening to another episode of Riverfront Radio. We'll catch you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
See you next time.